Understanding the Two-Sample F-Test of Variance. Welcome to Stats in Action, the podcast where we break down key statistical concepts for real-world applications. Episode Overview, the Two-Sample F-Test of Variance. Today, we're diving into the Two-Sample F-Test, a method used to determine whether two populations have the same variance. Unlike tests that compare means, like the Z-test or T-test, the F-test compares the variability between two datasets. Why does this matter? Because variability affects everything, from predicting stock prices to understanding climate patterns and even comparing car fuel efficiencies. Let's break it down. 1. What is the two-sample F-test? The F-test helps us test whether two populations have the same level of variability. Mathematically, it examines the ratio of the two sample variances. Where and are the sample variances? The F-test is built on a probability distribution called the F-distribution, which is always positive, values range from 0 to infinity, skewed to the right, dependent on two parameters, numerator degrees of freedom and denominator degrees of freedom. 2. Why do we use it? Say we want to know, are men's heights more variable than women's? Is rainfall more unpredictable in Seattle than in Portland? Do two different car models show different fuel efficiency consistency? If variance is equal, the populations might be similar in stability, but if one variance is significantly larger, that population is more unpredictable. 3. Steps to perform the F-test. We follow a structured four-step process. Step 1. Prepare. Define the hypotheses. Null hypothesis. The two populations have equal variance. Alternative hypothesis. The variances are different. Identify sample variances and sample sizes. Step 2. Check conditions. Samples must be randomly selected and independent. Populations should be normally distributed. We check this with histograms or normality tests. Step 3. Calculate. Compute the F statistic using variance values. Find the critical values or p-value using the F distribution table. Step 4. Conclude. If the F statistic falls within the rejection region, we reject and conclude the variances are different. If not, we fail to reject, meaning we don't have enough evidence to say the variances differ. Real-world example, car fuel efficiency. Imagine testing two car models. Model 1, sample size n, variance s squared. Model 2, sample size, variance. We compute. Using an F distribution table, we find the p-value is below the 0.05 significance level, so we reject. Conclusion? One model has significantly more variation in fuel efficiency than the other. Final thoughts. The two-sample F-test is a powerful tool in statistics, helping us assess variability across datasets. Whether you're analyzing biological data, climate change trends, or engineering performance, understanding how variance behaves can give deeper insights into your research and decision-making. Thanks for tuning in to Stats in Action. Stay curious, keep questioning, and we'll see you in the next episode. Want more stats tips? Follow us for weekly breakdowns of essential concepts. Would you like any adjustments to make it more engaging or add a case study relevant to your class? Blast off.